Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano, and you're in tune with the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join with us as we sing and spend some time in prayer and read some verses from God's Word. Have a time of refreshing in His presence. Let's worship Him now.
I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.
And as we do each broadcast, bring you greetings in Jesus' name, reminding you again that there is no other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. Hallelujah. Reading our scripture to begin today's broadcast, Matthew 11:29-30 says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Praise the Lord. Wonderful words of life as we begin this service today. We want this broadcast to be scriptural, and we want you to be able to have faith in God's Word. And I hope that each time you worship with us, that your faith becomes stronger and your scriptural understanding is increased. Well, let's have a great time. Let's worship the Lord. We're going to take a Redback Church hymnal, and we're going to go to page 376. Join in with us on "Take the Name of Jesus with You."
Jesus with you, child of sorrow and of woe, it will joy and comfort give you. Take it then where'er you go, precious name. Joy of heaven, precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Take the name of Jesus ever as a shield from every snare. If temptation round you gather, breathe that holy name in prayer, precious name. Oh, how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven, precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven, oh the precious name of Jesus, how it thrills our souls with joy when His loving arms receive us. tongues employ precious name. Oh, how sweet hope of earth and joy of heaven, precious name. Oh, how sweet hope of earth and joy of heaven. Hallelujah. At the name of Jesus bowing, falling prostrate at his feet, King of kings in heaven will crown him when our journey is complete. Precious name, oh how sweet hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet hope of earth and joy of heaven.
Well, no greater advice has ever been spoken. No greater message has ever been preached than advising you to take the name of Jesus with you. Our precious promise today is from Psalms 145, verse 13. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. Wonderful words of life on today's broadcast. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. We certainly have something to be thankful for and to live for and to praise the Lord for. Let's join in together for a word of prayer. Let's dedicate today's prayer time to praying for all that are sick. There may be some sick among you. You may know someone that's sick or someone's in the hospital. You may know someone that just got out, but yet they're very ill. But nevertheless, we're just going to pray, and you just include whoever you would like to in this prayer. Father, we thank you today for the opportunity of praying. We're thankful that we're praying to a God that has a kingdom that is everlasting. And we're so thankful that we're praying to a God whose dominion endureth throughout all generations. We're thankful today, Lord, that we can call on the name of Jesus. And Lord, you said if there was any sick among us, let them call for the elders of the church and let them pray. And Father, we know today that many are sick, and had it would be possible to talk with them, many of them would have asked for prayer, and they would have called upon the elders of the church and requested prayer. And Father, for all those that would have done it the Bible way, I pray that you'll undertake in their hearts and lives today. Lord, would you manifest yourself as the healer? Would you manifest yourself as the helper? Encourage us now as our faith needs to be strong. And I pray today, Lord, that you'll grant healing and victory. Relieve people's pain. Give them ease in their suffering. Touch their bodies. Help them spiritually. Lift them up. And Lord, I pray that by the time this prayer is over, each one will realize that he or she's had a visitation from the Lord. Grant victory, we pray, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, God, for sending Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you came. Holy Spirit, won't give you some contact information toward the end of the broadcast. Here's one simply entitled Eternal Springtime.
Here we see the flowers bloom, then we see them die. We hear the birds sing, then away they fly. And we see the grass green, then it turning brown. And we see the leaves fall, next we see them down. Sunshine, and we see the rain, a few months of winter, and a few weeks of spring, but in heaven there'll be no changing, everything will stay the same. I want to go to heaven, praise his wonderful name. Eternal springtime, it will be in heaven. Nothing dying, nothing fading away. Eternal springtime, it will be in heaven. Nothing fading away. Eternal springtime, it will be in heaven. Oh, what a wonderful day.
Hallelujah. I am Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano, and you've been worshiping with us on the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost. Our broadcast is listener-supported, and we really need to hear from you. We don't have any corporate sponsors or any underwriters. We just depend on our listeners to be obedient as the Holy Spirit directs them. If you would like to send a check or money order or song request or prayer request, send any mail to the power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410. And our website, www.pentecostalradio.org. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost.
Eternal springtime, it will be in heaven. Nothing dying,